Welcome, everyone, to the 10th edition, the 10th episode of the platinum-selling series, Jump the Smarks.
Yay!
The question that begs to be asked, has wrestling jumped the smarks? Has it, Kevin Hellions?
Not yet.
Not yet. On this edition, we're doing things different. New format.
Ooh.
There's not four mats, but there's a new format. There's just one mat still.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have a theme song I made up.
Nice.
What did you think of the theme song?
I loved it, actually. I very much loved it.
And, you know, if Kevin Hellions loves it, then you know it's got to be good.
And I'm
picky. You should see the girls he's dated.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you, Elise W. You're the good one.
She is. She's wonderful.
She is wonderful. What's on our show? What's on our agenda?
Well, as part of the new format, instead of going over every single thing that happened in wrestling this
week.
Fuck
that.
We're going to just go through our favorite things, do a little top five.
Basically, this is going to be our mark out moments of the week.
Yeah,
it's going to be. We're going to talk about what we want, talk about what we didn't like.
It's going to be like the View Hot Topics.
The what?
The View, and they do their Hot
Topics. Oh, I thought you meant like at the mall and you're looking at Hot Topic.
No, no.
Like the View from Hot Topic.
That would make sense, because, I mean, they sell wrestling and UFC and comic book shirts. That would make sense to mention Hot
Topics. Cute little emo girls go in.
I'm mentioning The View with Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Would that make me star?
Goldberg.
Would I be starred?
No, because you're not fired yet.
Oh, okay.
And you haven't lost nearly as much weight.
Yes, but I do. Who's she going out with?
Stedman? No, that's
Oprah. That's a wrong, rich, fat black woman.
I don't know. Someone that's dealing with a lot of extra skin.
Oh, too soon.
Speaking of, this is Wrestling
Podcast.
Speaking
of extra skin, we'll be discussing Mickey James. No, we just got a big show. We're excited. We're going to talk about how Monday Night Raw has become a variety show all of a sudden.
Yes, part of the WWE Circusverse.
Circusverse, which is Kevin's funny take on WWE Universe. Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Boogeyman's promo video that was on ECW these past few weeks.
Yes.
I wanted to discuss that.
Boogeyman, Chris Jericho, Monday Night Raw, stuff from TNA, stuff from ECW, stuff from SmackDown, a little bit of everything.
All right, let's roll it into the intro, and we will see you guys in a couple seconds. Enjoy the song. We're the Smarks, bitch. Wrestling's the target. Look at what we're starting. Dumb subject, but the talk's real smart. We own DVDs and figurines by the cartons. A wrestling museum's what they call our apartments. If they wear tights, you know we will cover it. Jump over us like you're hovering. We talk about the irrelevant just for the hell of it. We are Team Hellion. Glorified Smarks, following wrestling since the moment we could walk, since the moment we could talk. Before Andre was a giant, before Stone Cold was defiant, before everyone had attitude. I remember when Rick was the only one rude, before Patterson started touching dudes, when Edge was in the brood, when the captain of the ship was a man named Lou, before it was true, it was damn true, before Cena had a depth of only five moves, before the cheers and the boos, before we lost Scott Hall to the booze, before the crew, oops, I mean the click, before I was told to suck it, before the Johnson of a big dick, there was a Dudley of the big dick variety, before it was Tommy's, before peanut butter and Johnny's, when I was just in my pajamas, a bigger stud than Johnny, I would dream that wrestling would someday be my jobby, but that didn't please my mommy, so I resolved my situation with this new hobby, a podcast about my true love. We're the Smarks, bitch. Wrestling's the target. Look at what we're starting. Dumb subject, but the talk's real smart. And we own DVDs and figurines by the cartons. A wrestling museum is what they call our apartments. If they wear tights, you know we'll cover it. Jump over us like you're hovering. We talk about the irrelevant just for the hell of it. We are Team Hellions. Welcome back, everyone.
Hey.
What did you guys think of the song out there? What did you think of it, Kevin?
I for one, liked it.
Okay, why'd you like it? What was your favorite part?
You texted me earlier today, and you're like, hey, I have the new JTS song.
And what did you think?
I didn't realize it did for Jump the Smarks. I actually thought JTG of Crime Time was maybe doing a solo CD or something.
Oh.
And you had gotten it from the internet.
Did you really think that?
I did.
You're an idiot.
I was like, what the hell does JTG have to do with music?
God, he's such an idiot.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the song? Just out of curiosity, what did you like?
The chorus is great. You know, I just liked it.
Do you like the beat?
There's a lot of good lines.
I made the beat myself, folks, on Fruity Loops, FL Studio.
I do. I would listen to it on my own. Like, if I didn't know me and us, I would just be like, hey, that's
how's my
cool
flow? Sometimes I come off as sounding white.
Yes.
But, like, I know it comes in there, but it's better.
than what it, like,
it's better. You're improving. You're improving.
I'm coming out with a rap CD, folks. You might not know this. Jump to Smark's rap CD.
Yes, I did like it.
All right. Well, this is the new format of the show. We told you a little bit. We did a little soft intro. Then we went into the music. Now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of the show. What do you want to start off with, Kevin? What was burning you? What's your gonorrhea moment of the week?
Well, speaking of meat and potatoes, we certainly saw a lot during the WWE Circus Verse segment with Big Dick Johnson and Chris Pontius.
Yeah, so that's why I put Big Dick Johnson actually in the song, was because I just got done watching Raw. So. Yeah, Raw to me has become a variety show where every member is trying to do like this comedy act. Everything's a comedy act.
I'm expecting a gong.
Yeah.
It's
and not just when Khali comes out in his song.
No. No, I'm expecting, like, a gong to go off. Like, all right, you've had your chance to leave. Now, here's the thing that gets me. All right, for one, now apparently we're all part of the WWE universe. They want to have some sort of brand name for their fans and for their gimmicks. And
that's cool.
It makes sense. You have WWE with their TV shows and their DVDs and their movies and their books and their magazines and their toys and their this and their that. And
they have, like, a little universe.
Yeah, so it makes sense. I'm okay with that. You bring in Freddie Prinze Jr. to be a writer. Maybe this will give us some Hollywood connections. All right, that's fine too. Maybe we can have like a big musical performance. You know, they get these songs
like
to
a
use
band
for pay-per-views.
Like, yeah,
have someone perform. Maybe get an A-list celebrity to come along and do an appearance, and then people like SportsCenter might cover or Entertainment Tonight or, you know, one of the bigger shows might be like, hey, look what WWE's doing. Look who's there. Maybe we should all watch. Instead, we get Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville is so far down the ladder of celebrities that he's beneath Kathy Griffin. He's beneath the D-list.
Nah, I think Johnny Knoxville's more well-known than Kathy Griffin, I would say. He's like C-list.
I will say people know of Jackass. People have seen The Ringer. But as far as their careers stand right now, Kathy Griffin has an Emmy award-winning show currently running.
Doesn't mean
on
people
TV.
Watch it.
You know
Look at
what?
Wayne Brady.
You
he got
what?
Canceled.
It's not on the internet, though.
Yeah, but I think Johnny Knoxville could do Jackass on MTV.
How does WWE go through?
I don't know. Here's my mind. When you're sitting in a creative thing, the best idea you can come up with is Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Yeah. Now, here WWE has gone through this whole thing lately of rebranding themselves as TV PG. Less blood, less sex, you know, more family friendly, I guess. ECW's even moved up an hour so the kids can watch Hornswoggle. So what better thing to team your PG show up with than Jackass? Where, I'm sorry.
I don't get it.
Yes, I would absolutely let a kid watch wrestling over Jackass. My cousin comes up and is like, I got two DVDs. I can watch the Jackass 2 uncensored version, or I can watch WWE. I would even let him watch Hell in the Cell over Jackass 2.
Well, it's a good thing you don't have kids. I agree with you, though.
Be like,
my whole thing, though.
Gee, little Kevin Hellions. You can watch people bleed.
Would you call your... Would he be Junior? Little Kevin Hellions Junior?
Perhaps.
Would you... I want to get into this. Would you name your son after you? Would you name him Kevin Hellions?
I would probably not have...
Would he have the Ted DiBiase
Kevin? Kevin Hellions Junior. I probably wouldn't. I am, however, planning on geeky names.
Like what? Like Bruce Banner?
Decent? No, like we were...
Hellions.
My girlfriend and I were saying that if we had twins, and one was a boy and one was a girl, she would let me name the boy Peter and the girl Parker.
That's... Oh, my God. You have sunk.
Parker's not a bad name for a girl, though.
Are you running for the Republican vice presidency? That name's that bad. And that's for you, Matt Stryker, out there. I hope you heard that.
Your kids' names are verbs.
Yeah. Like, what the f... Peter and Parker.
Yes. I have been picking...
Why don't you name your daughter Chris and your son Jericho?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't do that?
I honestly wouldn't mind Jericho for a name, but I think it's too out there.
It's too biblical.
I want something cool and unique, but not too obscure. I kind of
Peter is the best you could come up with.
I kind of like Cassidy. His name. But anyways.
Okay.
I would rather take Lil Kevin Hellions Jr. and say, hey, you can watch Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker, Hell in a Cell. A bloody match, but a good match. Entertaining. They are artists at their craft, and you can watch that. Or you can watch some idiot drink bull semen.
Yeah, I agree with
you. My kid's watching Hell in a Cell.
I just don't understand why they... And here's my thing. My thing is everyone's a comedy act now. Jamie Noble, comedy act.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a comedy act. Let's be fair and square.
Yeah, and it's different.
Well, Santino.
Comedy.
Obviously. Beth Phoenix is with him, so you can count her. Ms. Morrison, Crime Time, that whole thing's based on comedy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. You think it's a great... I don't think it's that great of a feud.
No, you need...
And here's why. Because they had that thing on Raw where they both were talking, just talking over each other.
It was awful.
You couldn't hear anything. And then the rap this past week is just awful. It's like they're trying too hard to be funny.
Yeah.
Of course, when you have... it boggles my mind. Khali's now comedy act?
No. Now...
It's ridiculous.
You can have different comedy acts.
You need comedy matches in a...
Yes, you need a comedy match. And let's say we turn on HBO from years ago and we watch Comic Relief. Now you have your insult comics, you have your prop comics, you have your observational comics, you have your story comics. You have many different types of comedians.
These are all the same.
But they're comedians. So therefore I'm like, I want to see comedy overall, and then I want my little subgenres of comedy represented. I want to see wrestling overall, and then I want my little subgenres of wrestling in there. Yes, when I'm going to a show and I'm going to sit there for 3 hours, I want a comedy match. A comedy match. One comedy match. I don't want an entire comedy card. I want my women's match. I want my hardcore match. I want my tag match.
You know what's odd about the comedy match is the one federation that had clowns in it never did a comedy match. That was the Juggalo Wrestling Federation.
Oh. Yeah, they were going hardcore. out of, I think it was on the East Coast, I think, there was a group called Incredibly Strange Wrestling that purposely just had weird shit. But you're going for that.
Yeah, you know what you're going...
I would absolutely go and see an all-women's card. I'd go to a Shimmer show. I know it's all women's wrestling.
You're not going to be like, what the hell?
I like it, yeah. It'd be like, all right, I work in a bookstore, so I will use book examples. It would be like someone saying...
Not like booking examples, like a dusty finish. No.
It would be like someone saying, boy, I like these Western books, except for all the cowboys and horses. Why the hell are you reading a Western book then?
Yeah.
You know, if it was like... World Wrestling Comedy, I'd be like, well, it's going to be a comedy. Thus, I can't complain if everything's a comedy.
Like, another thing, too, is, like I said, I want to talk about the Boogeyman promo, the video package that they aired.
Yeah.
He really is, like, a comedy kind of sideshow. He's different, which is cool, but, like, he worms people and people get disgusted.
It's a dark comedy.
It's, like, a darker comedy, yeah. Another comedy, though.
But all right, and here's
they're trying every and all of a sudden, why is every face lame attempts at comedy? Every face tries to make fun of the heel. Every face,
yeah,
and it's awful. Comes off lame and stupid.
Like at least Jericho and Michaels feud, we have seriousness.
Yeah,
you know we had like something in depth and hate and rage, and that's what made it good. You're like, wow, this is really cool because it's so different. You need things to be different from them to mean something. The comedy's going to mean...
It's not a party if it happens every night.
Right. When there's one comedy thing, it's great.
Santino, great.
Yeah. I have one comedy thing, it's funny. I have one hardcore thing, it's cool. I have one girl thing, they're hot. But if it's like, here's everything all the time, it means less.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's all the...
Which is why they were doing PG was because... You've already shocked the audience so much. Nothing more that they can see will really.
Well, then why not tell stories?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's
we're like, not. We don't get paid the big bucks. That's why.
And it's like, you know, anytime you see an interview with a veteran wrestler and they're like, I keep telling these kids, don't go out there and do a spot fest. Don't go out there and do like 500 crazy moves, because then when the next match comes out and they do 500 crazy moves, the fans stop caring. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
But if you come out and you have a good match and then you do one insane move, it's going to mean that much more.
Yeah. So the WWE Carnoverse.
No, I don't mind.
Carnoverse. What do you call it?
Circusverse.
Circusverse, my bad.
I wouldn't mind Kali as a comedy act.
What about Kali and Santino together?
No.
You think that would work? Daza Batista.
No. And how?
That's
come,
my awful Santino.
How come Santino can mispronounce everything except for what they're trying to plug? Hello, Johnny Mike Knoxville. You do this better thing. Like, everything he messes up.
I wish he would say jackass.com.
Yeah, and then he's like, blah, 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 mispronunciation, jackassworld.com.
It's just out of place, yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, but you know they have to do that because of...
Now, as far as Boogeyman...
Let's talk about this promo.
Okay. Why bother having a promo 1 week... Him actually on a TV show the next week, and then another promo.
Not that. I don't. That makes no sense to me. Here's my thing about it. He's so bad, the only thing they show him doing is eating worms and dancing. That's how bad he is.
That's
what shocked me.
And I was thinking about that. I was like, maybe he's actually tried wrestling to get some skills. More than likely not. Maybe he's got his teeth fixed. That's more likely. Like, well, we can either spend money and get him trained by some of the best wrestlers in the world, or we can throw him a couple grand to get caps. You're getting teeth, buddy.
Yeah, it's just odd.
Now, I was thinking, and at first I thought I had a point, and then I realized I don't. I was like, boy, wrestling's got to be the only business in the world where you hire someone to do the exact opposite of what your company is for.
Oh, because like, you're a wrestling company, and they don't.
Yeah, it's not like, excuse me, we're hiring chefs today. I don't know how to do it, but I could stand here and look cool. Wow, fuck it, that's good enough.
Yeah.
You're hired. And I was like, that's got to be the only business in the world that does that. And then I remembered music and movies. And we got a lot of people who can't sing and can't act.
Yeah, but there's an appeal to people. People can relate to them. That's the whole thing. If you can relate with it, look, okay. I usually try to do one Chris Benoit joke a week. This isn't a joke, though. Look at Chris Benoit. One of the best wrestlers, ever.
Right.
It took him forever to get over.
Yeah.
People couldn't relate to him. There's a difference between, sorry about that. There's, like, with musicians is one thing I learned, and actors is one thing. You don't act for actors. You don't wrestle to impress other wrestlers. You wrestle to impress the fans.
Right.
You don't write a TV show to impress the writers. You don't, like, it's one thing. Like, look at a book. Some of the best writers, like, the books are hard to read.
Yeah.
Some of the greatest writers ever, the books are hard to read. But Stephen King, who is a, he is a, he's a he's a good writer. He's not wordy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Very enjoyable books because people, they're easy reads.
Yeah.
The same thing with wrestling. Some wrestlers go out there and they put on like a classic, but the fans sometimes don't want that. They want the story. They want, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's hard. That's, I don't know how that relates to the Boogeyman, because I guess fans want to see a freak show, but I don't mind the Boogeyman. I think you always need to have that weird character. That's what makes wrestling so great.
And here's the thing.
Here's another thing. If Boogeyman was in TNA, no one would care because there's too many gimmicks in TNA. That's what makes Boogeyman effective in the E, is that everyone else is kind of serious and he's just out there.
Now, I think as far as gimmicks, I think TNA needed gimmicks for the new guys to get them recognized.
Oh, yeah.
I think when you're tuning in and you're like, okay, I know who Sting is, and then there's 500 guys I don't know who it is. And then you watch next week, you're like, it's still 500 guys I don't know. But if you're like, oh, that's the guy that looks like Macho Man. That's the guy that's doing the Indian Guru gimmick. That's the guy that does this. That's the guy that does that. When they each have their little gimmick, then you're like, okay, I know who that guy is. So it's easier to remember week to week for anyone new tuning in. Now, I think there's a shelf life on that. I think, and then you need to do something. You need to build a character. You need to build a feud. You need to do some things so people aren't like, oh, that's the guy that carries a duck to the ring. You need to be like, oh, that's the guy that had that awesome match last week.
Now, here's my thing with the whole gimmicks in TNA is, okay, you know, he does the Sanjay Dutt's the guru.
Yeah.
Do you think the guru gimmick's over?
No, I think Sanjay's over as a heel.
So he doesn't.
I think
need,
it has nothing to do with the gimmick.
No, but you don't think he needs the gimmick?
No.
Like, look at the way Consequences Creed has been brought up. Completely different. Really doesn't have a, like, I mean, he's got the Apollo Creed.
Right.
But that, it doesn't overshadow anything. It adds. They've been doing all these behind the scenes, what are they called?
Oh, TNA rough cuts.
The rough cuts. I think that furthers his character in him more than a stupid gimmick.
Yeah.
Because you know why, though? Because it's different.
Yeah, because with him and Matt Morgan and now with Roxy, I'm like, I'm caring more about these people from hearing their stories. You know?
About Roxy because she wrestles in... Yeah, that was a cuckoo clock, folks. You care more about Roxy because she wrestles
in our
in
local...
2CW.
Yes, I do.
2CW. Oh, no? Okay.
Yes, I do. But the Matt Morgan one was good. The Consequences Creed one was good. I'd love to see one with Sheik Abdul-Bashir. Talking about his career, like a total like strip kayfabe, just do a shoot. Like, yeah, I look like a Muslim. There's pretty much only one gimmick I can do in wrestling at this point, and it could get me shot by dumb hick rednecks.
Which watch TNA?
Yeah.
Sorry about that, rednecks out there.
But speaking of gimmicks, crazy stuff, comedy acts and all, I'm really looking forward to this Kazarni.
No, I didn't see this.
It just starts off like the freaky psycho circus carnival thing. Just like if you were driving down the road, you're like, oh, there's a circus. And then you saw it, you'd be like, someone's going to get raped here. Someone's going to get killed and raped and they'll never find the body. And this is all freaky. And there's probably like someone wandering around with
you love this idea
limbs that holds a knife in their teeth.
You love this idea, don't you?
I think it could be a great gimmick. I'm looking at it up there with like Waylon Mercy and Sean O'Hare. It could be someone comes out and just looks all freaky and cuts amazing promos and then can actually wrestle. And unfortunately, like those other two gimmicks, I'll probably die a quick death and years later be like, man, that could have been cool. They had something there. But this guy, he used to wrestle as Sin. He did some time TNA. He was in OVW. He's been under developmental for a while.
Yeah, he can wrestle.
He looks cool, too. He just, you look at him, you're like.
He's got a wrestling look.
He looks like a wrestler. It seems like he can cut a promo. And I thought it was going to come across stupid. It was going to be like.
Yeah, because I read about it online. And I was like, oh, this sounds so cheesy.
Yeah, because you could have made it a comedy thing, but he just comes out looking all creepy. Like, his facial expressions remind me a lot of Cronus. You don't think there's anything up there, which makes it really scary. And then when he says something somewhat intelligent, you're like, oh, he's playing me. He's very creepy. I love it already. One promo, I'm hooked. Can't wait. I hope it works out.
Well, I'm going to have to check that out. You're going to put that on the website?
I'm going
to
put it up. I think
some... find it. Does WWE, does the E, do they take out everything from YouTube?
They're not that big on it. They're more a pay-per-view thing. If you threw up like Jericho Michaels ladder match, from
something
no Mercy,
they give away on free TV, they don't really care about.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Well, that's smart though. I understand that.
I don't know if that's their official rule, but they're picking their battles. I think.
Okay.
And what would they be like? Oh no, people want to see the cool new gimmick, and then maybe they'll tune in and see the guy. We can't have that. Yeah. It's free advertising.
That's how I always looked at it, but
yeah,
some people are just a little different. Their mindsets and. Things.
Yeah. Now.
Yes.
A gimmicky thing that we've talked about before.
This is like our gimmick show.
Is that we've said it would be cool to have like a gay wrestler gimmick. You know, like the opponents are too homophobic. They won't wrestle him.
They won't dress in the
same way. Yeah, maybe the guy works his way up the ladder to the point of world champion because he's undefeated. Something ridiculous like that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of gay wrestlers, though.
Okay, here we go.
For years and years and years, the gayest-looking referee has been Shawn Michaels.
Oh, I know.
Because he'll come out in that tight referee shirt, and he'll wear, like, short booty shorts, like he raided Kip James's dressing room or something. Like, he just looks awful. Until
Batista.
Batista.
Batista in his like belly shirt cut off thing.
With the slit down the back, like he was going to prom.
I thought Candace Michelle wore that in a previous week.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know? Yeah.
In his wrestling trunk still. Like, dude, you wrestled a good hour ago. You couldn't put on a pair of pants or shorts?
Maybe he doesn't own pants.
Fanny pack. He owns jeans. He comes out in jeans.
Could have had the Midian fanny pack.
In his gay tank top. Like, I'm sorry, wrestlers have too many tank tops.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, dude, they give you free shirts with your gimmick on it, and then people be like, ooh, that looks cool. I'm going to buy it, and you get residuals.
I could could you ever wear yourself on a shirt?
I couldn't. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do wear wrestling shirts. I don't like wearing ones with a picture on it. I don't want a half-naked man
very
on my
homo.
Shirt. Yeah. If I was a wrestler, I'd be like, look, I'm not going to wear a picture of myself, but I'll wear my logo or my
See,
slogan.
See, my whole thing is, I don't
like
care.
A tribal thing. Like the Age of Orton shirt.
That's cool.
That's cool. Orton wears it. That's fine. But if Orton wore a shirt of him, like, posing, that's kind of ridiculous. Unless you're going over, like, John Morrison could pull it off. Like, he
Brian
has a
Kendrick,
shirt that's
Brian
him.
Brian Kendrick.
Kendrick could pull it
that's
off.
That's part of their like,
But it's their gimmick,
stuff.
Yeah. But you can have Batista come out and do his little, like, mortar gun
pop
round
squat.
Thing. Yeah, while wearing a shirt where he's doing it.
Yeah.
That would look ridiculous.
No, here's my
Superman can't wear a shirt with Superman on it, but he can wear a shirt with an S.
It'd be cool if he could wear a shirt.
Be like, yeah, that's me.
I rock. No, that's my whole
I fly and shit.
You know who could get away with it? Santino.
Santino totally.
That's because of comedy. Good. Santino and Beth should wear, like, Santino should wear a shirt of I'm with her and I'm with him shirts. That'd be great.
They should have, like, best friend shirts.
Yeah.
Like Santino stupid. Has the BE and Beth has the ST.
Or the TH. Beth Friends.
Fucking A.
That was awful, I know. I've been.
Beth Friends. What the hell?
I don't even know.
Santino doing a Dusty impression?
I guess so.
Me and Dad. Beth. With Beth Friends. Beth Friends.
Maybe he's doing a Eugene impression
Cody
for all we
has
know.
A lip.
Jeez. What was that? Do that again. Do that.
Cody has a lip.
They should do a birdcage gimmick in the WWE.
A birdcage gimmick?
Yeah, you know, Robin Williams and Nathan Lee.
Madonna, but you hold it all inside.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it.
Whoa, you just quoted the birdcage?
Yeah.
Is it a good movie?
It's a phenomenal movie.
I've never
movie.
Seen it.
Great movie.
Really?
Yes.
What's it about?
Two gay men.
Wait, what do they do? That's a great description. So wait, okay. Kevin Hellions here works at a local Borders. I'm a customer.
Okay.
Hi, I'm looking for the birdcage. What section would this be under?
The birdcage is in comedy.
Really? What's it about? Two gay men. Oh, wow. Thank you. I'll take it.
Robin Williams and Nathan Lane are a gay couple. Robin Williams, I cannot remember if he was straight and then became gay or if he just wanted a son and, you know, in vitro or whatever. But however it happened, he has a son.
He's got a kid.
Yes. His son is engaged. He wants Robin Williams and Nathan Lane, his two dads, to meet his fiance. The fiance wants to bring along her family. Her father is a Republican senator who is against gay rights and gay marriages.
Oh.
So they try to pretend that Nathan Lane is a woman, and he's all in drag trying to be a woman, and that's his mom and dad.
Well, that sounds entertaining.
They haven't told the woman's family that her, you know, mm-hmm. their soon-to-be son-in-law has gay parents.
Yeah, like you do.
Yep. And then hijinks ensue, and they need to sneak the Republican senator out of the building in drag nonetheless. Like, it's absolutely hilarious.
It's Robin so Williams, ridiculous.
Him and Nathan Lane have great chemistry. Robin Williams is over the top, but not too much.
But
like,
it works.
He's become a character of himself within
Lately.
The last few years. This is when it worked.
Yeah.
This isn't like, ooh, I'm going to do 800 characters in 2 seconds. It's just like everything flows naturally in it.
Okay, well, that's good.
Very good movie.
Thank you.
It is.
We just spent time on the break. This is part of the new format. We'll be talking about gay pride movies every week. Next week's episode, we'll be discussing another great gay pride movie, Boys Don't Cry, starring Hilary Swank.
Have you ever seen that either?
No, is it good?
It's interesting.
Okay. I'll explain this one to me.
I've seen,
she plays right, a boy who's a girl.
So then
we'll
be talking about the crying game.
When I in college, IFC, Independent Film Channel, had Boys Don't Cry, Ghost World, and Cherry Falls.
I can say I've never seen any of those.
Okay.
I have seen Dorian Blues, though. I don't know if you guys out there know that. The box said it was... funny, I said box. Said it was a gay Napoleon Dynamite movie. Like, for if you liked Napoleon Dynamite. I didn't like Napoleon Dynamite, yet I still rented this. It was recommended to me by a friend named Guts. I watched it. It's not bad. I have it upstairs if you want to borrow it.
No.
This is when I was in my burning DVD phase. But it's about a kid who can't come out to his parents and stuff, and hilarity ensues.
Yes.
I guess. I don't know.
All right. We're going to get back into wrestling in a moment. I just need to bring up this point. You should watch Cherry Falls.
Oh, God.
Cherry Falls.
Whoa. Is this about Deuce and Domino's?
No. That's a good one. Cherry Falls is a horror movie that's a little 180 of the usual slasher horror movies. This slasher only kills virgins. So instead of the virgin surviving till the end of the movie, all these teens are trying to randomly hook up and have sex so they don't get killed.
This is a gay and lesbian film?
No.
Oh. We were only talking about gay films.
All right. Anyways.
Cherry Falls. Is that good? Did it get good reviews?
No, it's awful.
But then why would you want me to watch it?
Because it's so bad.
Hence the name of the movie, Cherry Falls. I thought it was about virgins in autumn.
No. although
This is the new format. We do a gay part of it.
I was in the store earlier today, and the promo, like, going over the headset says, "You autumn be coming in for our fall
sales."
No,
it does not.
Yes, it does.
Wow.
Yes, it does. Let's go. Let's move on.
Okay. Let's move on to this funny little segment I want to call Things You Can Say to Piss Scott Hall Off. I want to do this every week, too. Do you have a couple things that you could say to piss Scott Hall off?
I could.
All right, name one. What's one of them?
Could. Scott Hall had great ladder matches with Shawn Michaels. Speaking of a great ladder match with Shawn Michaels, Chris Jericho just had one. It's very interesting, though, to see the...
You're actually going to... Like, if you met Scott Hall, you would say this to him.
Oh, no.
No, this is... No, I'm saying...
I'm halfway through.
You're telling a friggin' witty...
I'm halfway through. Let me get it out.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what she said. Hey-o.
Chris Jericho and his progression as a wrestler. I mean, in his feud with Shawn Michaels, he's smacked a woman that used to be involved in wrestling and is now retired from it to have a child. And he lost his tooth on a ladder. I guess he's becoming a... New Chris Benoit.
Oh, you've completely did a different way than I was going to do this. I told Kevin, see, we don't really give me a little insight to the show, folks, how the inner workings of this great chemistry works. Was before we do the show, we talk about things, and I tell Kevin, I go, think of things that would get that would piss off Scott Hall, like things you could say to Scott Hall to piss him off. You took it as we're going to do like a roast.
And just have him sit there getting all like,
me, I thought that like you were walking down the street and you ran into him.
No, if I just.
Because the one thing
like,
I would say.
Scott Hall. Fucking. It's Sunday in New York. There's no beer sold today. Ha ha ha.
I thought something funny would have been like you like going, well, that's easy. Last call. Hey, oh. Like, you know what I mean?
Eh.
Oh, we tell all this fucked up. Let's never run this segment again. That was, you know, we should roast a different wrestler every week. Let's do that.
All right.
With the Xbox suck heat to roast.
All right.
Who do we want to roast first? Let's roast someone right now.
Jeff Hardy's dog.
Oh, come on. God, that's awful. Jeff Hardy's dog? Come on.
Okay,
wow. Well, that's it for the show, folks. We'll talk to you.
All right, I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Do you still want to do this or we could just skip?
Let's roast. Let's roast a wrestler right now.
Okay.
Who do you want to roast?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll roast him next week.
Yeah, let's do this next week.
No. Did you guys see the stuff on Scott Hall on the internet?
I
How hilarious is that? No, it's one thing. If I get into an argument with someone, like, if someone, we did a roast and someone said something that I thought was inappropriate.
Which came damn close to happening.
No, someone, I said something and someone thought it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
No, but I want to try to cut a promo, which is what he tried to do.
I want to do crotch chops.
I know. Like, are you kidding me?
I know. I'm surprised his music didn't play at the end of it.
I love the guy who
I'm surprised Tony Schiavone didn't take us to commercial and tell us it's the best night. It's the best roast ever.
I'm surprised.
King Kong Bundy is here.
I love the guy.
Why do I go into Jeremy Barash every time I do that? I don't know.
My favorite part, though, was... It was the one guy who kept going, Razor, Razor.
The entire time. I love, did you see Raven sitting there?
He's just like, what?
It's like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, it's a roast.
Like, it's a normal week for me.
Oh, man. Let's roast Jeff Hardy's dog. Jeremy Barash.
All right.
I have nothing else to add.
No, Kevin Sullivan came out in part three of that YouTube video.
Oh, did he? I haven't seen part three.
Yeah, and he was kind of trying to save the day. He's like, we've lost too many of our brothers, you know, in this crazy business. And Owen Hart was such an accident, too. With all of the deaths in wrestling, and honestly, we're due for one. There hasn't been a big wrestling death in quite a while.
Since Benoit.
Yeah.
I think's big enough for the year.
Well, it was last year, though.
I know. Give us 2 years with that one.
And I think Cronus was after that.
Yeah, but I mean, big one, you said.
But, I mean, you know, one, you really knew you saw a lot of matches of and all. Kowalski was a big one, but he was older. You know, it wasn't a sad one.
It was a natural death.
Yes.
Who do we think is going to die next?
No. Is it wise to have a character called Suicide?
Yeah, it's TNA. It's Crash TV.
Wouldn't it be like WWE having a character called Domestic Violence?
They did, yeah.
I have no problem with it. I think it's terrible.
I have no problem.
I think with everything going on for years and years and years of wrestling, I don't think you should have a character called Suicide.
Oh. I don't mind it.
I do not watch wrestling for tasteless humor, damn it.
Jeff Hardy's dog. That's not humor, though.
Well, we don't know yet. Maybe we'll be. Maybe he'll come out with Curry Man, do a little dance. Maybe he'll be Ramen Man.
He's sad. He's depressed. He's suicide.
He cuts his wrist.
Oh,
he's too suicide. Soon. I cut so I can heal.
Yeah.
I don't think it's good. But speaking of TNA.
No. Let me go back to the roast.
Okay.
Don't these people know what a roast is?
Yes, it's between Mickey James's legs.
Oh, come on. Roast beef. There you go. No, but seriously, you're going to a roast. Obviously, you know there's going to be really tasteless jokes there.
Yeah.
But everyone's getting offended.
Is it we can't make fun of the dead?
What?
How many years before we can? The Family Guy thing, that's Lamer and FDR's legs. What, too soon? You know, that was like 40s.
After like
polio, wheelchair, history books. Like, when can you make fun of someone? You know?
It's ridiculous.
And it depends on how things happen, too. Okay? I've never heard an Eddie Guerrero dead joke. I've never heard one. I've heard
many. Really? Because I can come up with a few.
I've heard many Benoit ones, obviously.
Because Benoit turned out to be a scumbag.
Yeah, I didn't hear any Candido ones.
Well, no one cared.
You know, the respectful ones you don't hear. Yeah, Benoit, well, it's a scumbag, you know? Why not make the comments?
Yeah.
I don't respect him anymore. It's tough to watch matches. You're like, oh, that guy's a baby killer. You know, Betty Girl, you're like, boy, that's just sad. That is awful. It's so sad that happened. Why would I make
Because he turned his life around. Yeah, it's true.
You know?
But that's the thing. It's like these people are going to roast, and all of a sudden, like Bundy was just like, get over it. Like, you know, you get the right idea, mindset.
Yeah, like, it's been 10 years, none of us are saying it's some guy we hired to come in and tell a couple jokes. He doesn't know the code. Screw it, though. Let's just let it slide.
Who cares? I don't see anything. Well, no, do you think Scott? No. Who was the guy who made the joke? Who was it?
That Jerry Graham or whatever. He was a comedian.
Do you think it would have mattered if, like, Xbox made the joke?
Yes.
People would have been more upset?
Yes.
Or less upset? More upset?
I think people would have been more upset. I think the people that know him would have been like, you really should have known better than to say something like that.
I just... Now who can Bret Hart say a joke about Owen?
No, I don't think he would.
No, I know he wouldn't, but I'm saying, could he get away with it? Is it kind of like the whole black with the N-word thing? You know what I mean? This is my thought on it, is because they have a code, then they should be the only ones that could say the jokes.
I think they would have said, I think they probably would have said an Owen joke, but wouldn't have come across as tasteless. Either in their wording, in their style, and where the joke is going.
Oh, man, these stock markets has fallen worse than Owen. Hey, oh. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think they would have said something. I think it just would have come across
more tasteful.
More politely.
Oh, that's interesting. What else is on our agenda? You want to talk about Mickey James' roast beef?
No, I think it's been done. Yeah. Well done.
Come on. Too soon.
I want to talk about Sting as the new TNA champion.
Okay, yeah. What is going on with TNA? Like, you have the young guys. They work their asses off.
Yes.
Use them.
Yes. Also known as Millionaires Club versus New Blood.
Yeah, that's all it is. But my thing is, it's like, people 10 years ago, say they fall out of wrestling, they turn back in. It's the same people.
Yes.
It's like music. Look 10 years from now, look at music. Completely different landscape. A few artists are timeless.
Right.
Madonna will come out in a wheelchair and shake her sagging tits, and, you know, people buy it.
Yeah, Britney will do that in like a week.
Yeah. But look, like a year from now, most of the acts coming, Lil Wayne won't be around in 10 years probably.
No, because he'll be dead.
Yeah. Speaking of, and we'll be making jokes at his roast. Yes. About it. No, but I'm saying, you know what I mean? Like,
Metallica just released their fifth consecutive number one CD.
They're timeless.
No one else has ever done before. What other rock groups out now are going to last long enough to make five CDs, much less have them be number one?
You know what? I would think that too, like for music-wise. And I thought, now you're going to hate this. I thought Fall Out Boy wouldn't last long, but the more I listen to them, the more I like them.
I greatly dislike Fall Out Boy. However, of all the bands that came out around the same time that all sounded the same, they're the only ones that are going to stick around. Like, for every big movement in music, you're going to have bands that rise to the top and stick around.
New metal, Linkin Park's the only one.
Yeah.
Limp Bizkit's gone. Korn, I guess, but they're not really that popular anymore.
No, still around and all. The new punk movement,
I don't even know,
10, 15 years ago, but Green Day's still around.
Yeah, Green Day's turned themselves into a...
Yeah. There will always be people sticking around.
But you know what I mean? That's how the wrestling should be, too.
Yeah, so you turn it on, you're like, oh, Sting's still doing this. Jarrett's still doing this. Engel wasn't in WCW, but he's part of this. You know, Nash, who used to be the one that's like, we're with the click and we roll, and people like Hogan hold us back, and oh, now we're holding on to our spots. We're doing the same thing that we bitch about people doing to us.
Well, it's paying their dues.
Which is the only reason why I agree with putting the title on Sting, because you can't have Samoa Joe come out there like, I'm one of the young guys and I'm being held back. You're the fucking champ. How held back are you?
I know.
This doesn't work. Oh, I lost it because I was getting screwed over by this old guard. Now it's my quest to regain the title to get respect. Now it works.
You know what's funny? I was talking to a former I'm going to talk to Kevin here. Don't worry. You can tune us out, folks. I was talking to a former coworker today, and they said, at my job, I just got promoted to, you know, an assistant manager and stuff like this. And they're like, oh, no one can ever move up in this thing. And I'm like, I'm just kind of like looking at him. I'm like, huh? Like, it's just funny, like, but that's the same thing. It's like, you can't tell someone who's the champ, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't say, I'm being held back. Let me count my millions and shine my belt. Then you're not being held back.
Yeah.
You know, you just flat out are. It's like, oh, woe is me. I lost $1 million. But you have a billion. Like, if I had $1,000 and I dropped a dollar, I'm not worried about it because I have the rest of $1,000.
Yeah. More.
You know, it depends on what you already have. So now this Mojo has nothing, now he needs to get all that stuff back.
And now, they should have had it where Cornette, like, ripped the belt off him for some reason.
No, because I like Cornette. He He doesn't have a side.
No, but I'm saying, no, they should have had some bullshit reason. They can always come up with one. Like
it is Tina, yeah.
Chews too much gum or something like that. They take the belt away. Because then it would show that he's getting screwed over and being held back.
Yes. But I like that Cornette doesn't have a side. Sometimes he might be with the heels. Sometimes he might be with the faces. It depends on who makes the better logical argument.
What you call a tweener in the business.
Yeah, and he's been around long enough that he knows how to make that work, too. Cornette's great. I've been watching, like, here and there in spots. The Cornette He-Man.
Man of Arms is also holding.
The Cornette and Bobby Brain Heenan shoots from RF Video. Or no, sorry, from Ring of Honor.
Phenomenal.
Really good. Like, you just go through Cornette's house and he's like, and here are pictures of wrestlers that you have never seen or heard from before, and we're going to tell stories about them. It's going to be fascinating. Here's a picture of Bobby Heenan at like 20 years old, just starting out in wrestling. Bobby's like, holy shit, I've never even seen this. Like, Cornette's wrestling collection is amazing. It's so good, it could be part of our opening music.
It could be.
But it really is impressive. So Cornette knows what he's doing. I like Cornette.
So you like awesome. You like Sting with the belt?
I like Sting with the belt for now to go
and
with
Sting
it.
Sting is one of those guys that he could have the belt right now.
Yeah.
But and it's not politics to me.
No, and they pointed out Sting has consistently won the TNA title or NWA before around this time of year and lost it within a month or two after. Like, he gets his token belt reign so he can rack up his world title reign numbers or whatever,
I don't like
I guess.
That. I like how they always love Triple H. I've won it 16 times. Or how many was he up to? 11, 13?
H, 12, I think, maybe.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, I've won it 12 times. You've lost it 11. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's tough to keep getting it.
My thing is one long reign, the honkometer, baby.
The honkometer.
Which is great.
Well, it's, you know, think of the title reigns like they do box office for movies. You know, they tally it by, it's made so many millions of dollars. But if you just for inflation, or if you only count number of tickets sold, Gone with the Wind always comes up number one.
That's bullshit, though.
Why? I think you should do it by number of tickets sold. Why is that bullshit?
No, number of tickets sold. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, see, the hardest thing, too, about this is they always say, because my dad's big into watching, like, TV the stuff and ratings and stuff like that. Johnny Carson? Or would pull amazing like numbers like before who's before Carson? Fuck, what's his name? Steve Allen.
Yeah.
Pulled like an 80s share, which means 80% of the televisions at the time were tuned to that.
Mm-hmm.
How many fucking channels did you have then? Three.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So that number's completely bullshit.
But I think it's also the people stayed awake for it too. You know?
No, but it's saying 80%. So you could have. But you could have, like, 10 TVs on at that time.
Yeah, if you get 80% of people to watch something now, you've done something amazing.
Yeah, no one.
You don't
even
have 80. You have, like, maybe 40% watching the debates.
Yes,
this will actually change your life. This is going to be a huge election.
Yeah, but that's my that's the thing about those numbers. And it's, like, TV numbers and I think movie numbers, too.
Yeah, because they did a list of top 10 movies if you just do ticket sales. Now, how much money did they make? Number of tickets sold. Gone with the Wind still number one. Dark Knight didn't even make top 10.
Oh, I know.
You know, it's like, well, we made $1 million. Yeah, but your tickets cost $100 each. Therefore, less people saw than when the tickets were 10 cents each.
Yeah, but still.
And it still made $1 million.
But I would still say Dark Knight's better than Gone with the Wind.
Have you seen Gone with the Wind?
It's not. It does nothing for me.
I don't like Scarlett. Rhett Butler is a pimp. He's amazing.
It does nothing
great
for
dialogue.
Me. Dark Knight was fantabulous.
Dark Knight was good.
So
comes
fucking
out first week November.
December 9th or December 3rd or something like that.
Oh, is it? All right, I thought it was November, but I don't know.
No, it's December, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because I'll be buying it on Blu-ray. Blu-ray high definition, that is, folks. A Sony product. Got to get our product placement in for
wow.
The night.
Thank you.
That's right, yeah.
I have one more thing for my Hot Topics.
Okay.
You can throw in whatever you want, if you have any more. I think that ECW last week, not the one earlier.
Oh, here
tonight,
we go.
But last week
was the best ECW ever.
Yes. You could take just the wrestlers that were on ECW last week and no one else, and you could have one of the like the number one indie company in the country. Just roll with those guys.
That's not saying much, though.
Have him wrestle.
What's the number one indie company?
Ring of Honor, I'd say.
I don't think they're that big. You know what I mean? Like, Hogan could start. Hogan and Bischoff could start their company up and be bigger than them. You know what I mean? It's just.
True.
That's my thing. The indie company. The indie wrestling. Wrestling is in like a dormant phase right now. It's not that popular.
No, but because it's not as popular, I think things mean more for your indie. WWE is always like, all right, we know we have these fans forever. We need to get the other ones. If you're a wrestling fan, you're always going to watch WWE no matter what. And I think your minimum ratings are about 1 million people watching on TV, going by Nielsen's all.
No. Here's the thing. Let me explain the ratings to you. When they say they get a 2-4,
right,
that's 18 to 49 demographic only. It's only the 18. So say like TNA gets a 1.
Yeah.
That's like 1. It's like it comes to about like, I think like 1 million or in the 18 to 49. And then their actual number. Hang on. We got 10 cuckoos coming here. Cuckoo. 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 There you go. It's 11 o'clock. It's like the actual number of viewers they get is a little higher than that.
Right.
Okay. So your average would be like, say, if your base was 1 million, it would probably be 1 million 18 to 35 or whatever, 49, or I forget what it is.
Okay.
And then their shares. Shares are like house pulls like 7% share. That means 7% of the televisions are on house. But house gets like a 6-7, so it's like 6.7 million in that, but they actually get 15 million people watch it. That's how TV ratings work, folks.
I will say ratings are awful. They're ridiculous, and it's an antiquated system. You're telling me with the majority of Americans having cable and a cable box or digital cable or whatever going through there that they can't just put an extra little chip in there that registers what you're watching, and thus it counts everyone. Instead of like, well, we have one Nielsen family, you're going to represent 100 people. Well, maybe there's not 100 people watching that stuff. Maybe that family just has weird taste. You know, like you're telling me they can't have something put in
the
TV.
No, I know they could.
So that everyone registers what they're watching.
But then I think with that, though, you're getting into privacy laws, which is a different thing.
I didn't think of that.
That's why they don't do it.
Yeah.
Because Nielsen's are, it's voluntary.
I didn't think that.
They mail you something like, do you want to be a Nielsen viewer? Yes or no. But and they don't even put a chip in your box. You just write down what you watch.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I mean, there's something that
they... Because Jeff Cole got one.
There's something that they can do, though, because there are overnight ratings.
Yeah, they do.
Not everyone's
DVR
writing it down for overnight
DVR
ratings.
Is one thing they do do.
Yeah.
They count DVR in.
But
it's only like 7% increase.
Go back, though.
What am I going back to?
All right. For my simplified ratings thing, though.
Okay, here we go.
I will say you're always going to get a million people. Okay. Watch wrestling, and you'll get about
no matter what time it's on.
Yeah,
Wrestling Society X got a million people.
Yeah, you'll get about, let's say, 200,000 people order pay per view.
Okay.
Okay, that's your minimum. You know, you always have that, and that's a small base. When you got that, let's say the 200,000 are the only ones that are going to pay to see it. Okay, your million will watch it on free TV, but let's say your 200,000 are the only ones that will pay to see it. That's a real tough market for an indie crowd to go for.
Oh, we're still on this indie crowd? I'm confused.
Like at least TNA, WWE, they have the TV.
Oh, yeah, but
all.
Okay, you want to say the base is 1 million people, so you got to use TNA. They ain't getting 200,000 buys. They're getting like 40,000 buy pay-per-view buys, tops, like for their best show.
All right.
It's getting like 40,000. So that would be a little inflated because what you're doing is using TNA as a base. Because ECW doesn't sell pay-per-view. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ECW gets a 1, but there's one ECW match on a pay-per-view.
Yeah, true. All right, so what would you say?
I would agree with you, though. You could put, I mean, if you're an established wrestling, like TNA's, I guess, established now. I mean, they've had it 5 years. But they're on a national level.
Right.
They're on an actual cable network.
Right.
I mean, not a network, but, like, you know, cable.
But, I mean, all right, let's...
They get a 1.
Let's just say you have 1 million fans nationwide.
Sweet.
Hardcore fans, okay?
For our show, right here.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know exactly where I'm going with this anymore.
I know.
It's going to be tough.
You want to do the indie thing.
For any indie group to get a good crowd. When you have a million people scattered throughout this country, how much can an indie group actually get when that's your hardcore base?
Yeah, it depends on where you are. Mm-hmm.
You know, we know East Coast draws.
Certain areas draw, yeah.
We know, like, where there used to be big territories, they still draw. Midwest still does well because old AWA stuff. Texas still does well because, like, World Class and everything. California, not as much, really.
No.
You know, whole West Coast. Like, it had feds, but not that big. But I think if you want to start a good indie fed, you just need the guys that were on ECW a week ago. Okay? Let me refresh. CM Punk.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston.
Yep.
Evan Bourne.
Okay.
Ricky Ortiz. The Miz. John Morrison.
You got a hard
Cody out. Rhodes. Ted DiBiase. Finley. Tommy Dreamer. Mike Knox. And Jack Swagger.
Okay.
That's all you need. You just take put out those guys into feuds. That's all you need.
Okay.
You can start a federation with just what was on ECW.
Take out Dreamer.
You need someone older.
And take out Finley.
No.
No, no, here's, listen.
They're your trainers. They're your older ones to try to take get the guys going. Take them
out, and there's your future.
Yeah.
You know?
That I'll go with.
That's what I'm saying. Take them out. Like Jack Swagger said, those are the people making your legacy. Those are the superstars you should be marketing and grooming.
Yeah, that group that was on ECW, those are your next world IC US tag champions.
Different, yeah. Yeah, obviously different.
That's the next 10 years in wrestling.
Because Ricky Ortiz.
In that 1 hour of ECW.
Like Ricky Ortiz, as he gets better with wrestling,
mm-hmm.
I don't see him going higher than IC.
No.
Swagger could be champ.
Swagger could be champ, no doubt.
And he could talk, too. I found that out tonight.
Yeah.
Thought it was a good promo.
If Knox keeps improving the way he has been, yes, he could be ECW champ.
He'd be
a
good
year.
Heel. I could see him being a good heel.
Yeah.
I don't think he could ever be faced, though. I don't know how they would get him over his face.
No. If he keeps improving and can start to talk, you could put him into the world title picture. If he can learn to cut a promo, he could do it.
Yeah.
Miz Morrison, I think you absolutely could. Punk, you already did. Kofi, I think you could bump up to main event level. I think you could put Intercontinental or U.S. title on Evan Bourne today.
Yeah. I think Bourne would be better suited. What about a Swagger Bourne tag team? The styles clashing, you know what I mean? Like,
it would be. Like,
I think you could work.
It'd be like oil and vinegar, but yeah, somehow it would come together.
Because you think you got
water,
Swagger for the power moves, and then you got what's his name doing flips.
Yeah.
Woo!
And Cody Flippies. Rhodes and Ted DiBiase could main event pay-per-view if they keep going the way they are.
If they push them. If they get to... You know what's weird? I got something I want to talk about. I was in Blockbuster today. And they have, of course, a PlayStation 3 set up and playing a preview for Raw versus SmackDown.
09,
the new game coming out for your Xbox and PlayStation 3 system. Xbox 360, that is. PlayStation 3 system, which is a Sony product. If you're listening, Sony, sign us to a deal. So anyways, the game is based on tag team wrestling this year. It's the first time you can have a co-op story mode, so you and another person go through a story mode. The preview has the Hardy Boys tag teaming on Orton. Online play, you can team up with someone online to fight two other people.
Okay.
Why not have tag team wrestling on your show?
Yeah.
That's my thing, Vince. That's right. I said Vince. I need my tag team wrestling.
Tag team wrestling?
It's just odd that you would market a video game for tag team wrestling. Like, tag team, they have, like, Hunter and H and Michaels on the cover.
The video game will have more for tag team wrestling than WWE has had in a decade.
It will.
Because
they'll have tag team storylines that don't involve stealing a belt.
WWE has just never really properly marketed tag teams or your cruiserweights.
They really haven't. I mean, ever. Hardy Boys are the, I mean, you know what I mean?
And that was because it fell into their laps. Ooh, all of a sudden we have Hardys, Dudleys, and Edge and Christian, and the chemistry is amazing, and it works, and they'll go all out because they're all young.
Let's fire one of them and split the other two up.
Yeah.
You know?
But they lucked into that. Like, how could you not? The freaking first TLC match, or first ladder match for Hardys and Edge and Christian wasn't even for a belt. It's for Terry. You know, like, they didn't even try them with tag team titles yet, and they were already starting.
And I hope what they did, like you said, Edge and Christian and the Hardys, they were young. So they put them in a tag team. They grew together.
Yeah.
That's what I see with Cody and Ted.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I can see them being single stars. And Miz and Morrison, you can see being single stars.
Yes.
They're on different shows, though, if you still got this brand extension.
Mm.
Crime Time, I could never see split up.
I could see Shad being star. I don't see JTG.
Is he the little guy?
No, Shad's the big one.
See, I like the little guys better, though.
Oh, yeah. JTG, yeah.
But the big guy's just got size.
Yeah. He's got, like, scary strength to him.
But my thing is, he could be, like, an enforcer kind of thing. But I'd never, like, world title status.
No.
Whereas the Hardys, when they split up, they're both world, you know.
Yeah.
World champions. You know, Matt is, if you want to call it ECW. World title. Edge and Christian, you know, Christian left, obviously.
Right, but became a world champion.
Look at Edge.
Yeah.
So I could see that, but my thing is Cody and Ted, they're not getting the same storylines that those teams got. They don't even have a few comparable to those teams.
No.
It's sad.
It's like, hey, Cody and Ted, you're on Raw, so you're going to feud with Raw's other big tag team, Crime Time. No, they're confused with the guys over on SmackDown, ECW, but somehow wrestle over here, too. But we have a brand split, though.
But they come on every show.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how Miz and Morrison and Crime Time are feuding.
Yeah. Here's the brand split, okay? You guys are A-listers that make us money. You're going to be on any show we want you to be on this week. You guys are a B roster, and if we still had Heat or Velocity, that's the only place you'd show up. You're stuck on your shows.
You're on ECW.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, though? Look at pretty much every, like, major, not every major, but most major single stars came from a tag team to start off in. I mean, a lot of them. Michaels did.
Austin did. Rock was in The Nation.
But look at what they do, though. Orton was in Evolution. They put you in a group so you can learn from the other people.
Yeah, any successful tag team.
And there's no stables right now.
No. Hopefully Orton does start one here soon. But any successful stable had the guy that was the main event star and then at least one guy that became a main event star. The most successful one's Evolution.
They're not doing that now.
Yeah, Evolution already had your retired, mostly, main event star, your main event star, and two guys that became main event stars. That's successful. The Nation was, we have Farouk, who was an NWA world champion. That didn't work, but we got The Rock out of it. Someone moved up to main event life.
Exactly. If you go through pretty much almost every faction, that happens.
Yeah, we have DX, Shawn Michaels, but we got H out of it. And as we came along, we got the Outlaws out of nowhere that made us a fortune. Like, we raised people up with it.
But they don't do that now.
No.
And I don't know why. Like, why? Why not have Orton?
Yeah, why not officially just jump the gun with it? Here's Orton and our third generation stable, and Manu's probably going to be the one left out.
Nothing yeah, what the hell are they doing with him?
You know, sorry, dude. You'll have a tag till they run someone later on down. Maybe we'll bring in Barbarian for
when we get another Samoan.
Yeah.
You and Umaga will team up soon.
Cody and Ted, though, we're going to raise up. They're both going to hold at least Intercontinental title in their careers.
I just don't understand why they wouldn't do factions and tag teams more. In tag team feuds write themselves. One person gets jealous. You know what I mean? It writes itself.
And most of your stables really got to be heels, too. Like, we tried to have Cena and Crime Time teaming up, and it's cool, and they watch each other's backs, but nothing was ever going
to happen. I mean, look at when all those guys jumped from WCW to WWE in Benoit, Guerrero. You know, they hit
the Radicals.
The Radicals.
Yeah.
Benoit and Guerrero came out of it. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like we know all four of these guys are going to be stars. We just don't know who's going to rise the highest.
I mean, Nash and Hall, they did the outsiders. But then you had the NWO. You know what I mean? Like,
did anyone grow from NWO, though?
Just cancer. Cancer grew from
that. Yeah, I don't think anything. No one came above it. Like, it was so good at first.
You know who could have? Billy Kidman. But then they got rid of that. Remember that?
Kidman Hogan feud?
Yeah.
That was post NWO, though.
Was it?
Well, Hogan wasn't into the NWO.
Was it like
Kidman
Wolfpack?
Was with Filthy Animals then, I think. No, Hogan came out in like a black jean jacket and like black pants or jeans or something. But he wasn't bad because he didn't have like his dyed black beard thing going on.
Okay, then whatever.
It's like, which one's the dyed color?
I know he's a little bitch, but you gotta love him.
I would never dye my hair platinum blonde because apparently you lose your hair. Hogan, Scott Steiner, Bob Holly.
I know.
Chuck Palumbo was for a while there.
Sorry, Shelton.
Oh, God, I forgot he did that. Oh, if only they brought back his mama. Then she could yell at him.
Oh, man. Speaking of fat black women.
Awesome Kong.
Oh. Mark Henry. No, but you know, more tag team. I just noticed that about the video game there. Apparently, there's going to be tag team wrestling in the video game.
That's interesting. All right. Did you have any other topics? I think we've exhausted.
I wanted to discuss, I won't get around to it maybe next week.
Okay.
I want to discuss what kind of foods to eat during wrestling. What's the best food to eat while watching wrestling?
That I settle on, or if I had... If
you settle on cereal. That's everything, though. You love cereal.
And is it a pay-per-view, or is it Raw?
Do you step up your games for pay-per-views and Raws?
Well, ECW would be like, whatever, I'll have like a sandwich or something. Raw,
what kind
of
sandwich?
I'll be here for 2 hours. I usually make turkey. I'm a big fan of turkey.
Yeah, you only like turkey sandwich with mustard, not mayonnaise, folks.
Yes. Raw, I would want something more. I'm going to be there 2 hours. A WWE pay-per-view, I'm going to be there 3. I'm going to need even more food. A UFC pay-per-view, if I'm watching it in public, I got to be there 1 hour or 2 ahead of time to get my seat.
If I'm watching it in public, I need to eat like a slob.
I need to eat more because I will be there longer. I need my sitting strength.
Well, I understand that you eat more when it's a longer show, you dumbass. Well, yeah, that's great. But I'm saying, though, what's your favorite snack to eat while you watch wrestling? Like Doritos? Are you a Doritos guy? You know.
I don't get them off enough, but I do like them.
Like,
Original Doritos. I don't like all these
new ones. I'm not a Cool Ranch guy.
No, just OG Doritos.
The ones that tag teamed up with New Jack.
Yes. All right. So it's like, here, wrestling's on. What would you like to eat?
Yeah, you could have anything. Like, say you're in prison and your one last wish is you can watch wrestling, you can watch Raw. It's all, just say it all. It doesn't matter what it is.
I want a footlong sub.
A sub.
I want a bag of chips.
Okay. No, you can only get one.
This is a meal.
God, what do you get?
I want a footlong sub. I want a bag of chips, and I want a 2 liter of Code Red.
I do. You 2 liter of Code Red?
Yeah.
Eat that all. What kind of sub? I know turkey.
Turkey. Load up turkey.
He wants it from PNC, folks.
Yeah.
Which is closing soon.
What?
The one on Arsenal is.
What?
Yeah.
All right.
People
well,
don't. We'll discuss this offline. We'll discuss this.
Turkey, American cheese, spicy mustard, lettuce, tomato, onions. No peppers, because I don't want to have to go and poop halfway through an episode.
Okay. Interesting.
Load it up. Plenty of napkins. I might even not have a napkin.
You'd
I
take
might
that
just
over,
have, like, a dishcloth and use that.
You would take that over
napkin.
Pizza?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. I don't know. I just would.
Because my thing is, when I'm watching football, chicken wings. I don't know why. Wrestling? No chicken wings, though.
No, UFC? I want chicken wings.
I'm not. I usually just get a burger now.
Yeah.
Because I just get so sick of chicken wings.
Yeah. But I would drink beer while watching UFC. I don't do it so much with wrestling, though.
Why is that? Do you think because you dissect matches more in wrestling?
I think it's just whatever you get used to. Like this most recent MMA popularity, I got used to watching it in bars. Thus, I have my Pavlovian effect of now I want a beer while watching UFC. I've just watched wrestling on my own since I was like 8 years old.
Boy, was he hitting the sauce back then, too. Pulling a Scott Hall.
Yeah. So I think that would be the difference of it.
Interesting.
Have you watched any UFC or Ultimate Fighting or anything like that?
Lately?
Yes.
I saw Kimbo.
14 seconds.
Oh, God, that was great. I was jumping up and down. I was at a Kicker's Lounge.
I've taken longer with sex, you know, so.
You've been knocked down. I've been knocked down quicker in sex. Hey.
And
also involved burly black men.
Yes. The Kimbo thing was interesting. Gina Carano actually made weight, although she had stripped naked.
But no. We didn't get to see it.
No.
Why don't they do weigh-ins for like $5 on pay-per-view?
Especially for that.
Yeah.
The only other big thing this week on UFC is that the Ultimate Fighter has a very crazy drunk kid named Junie that actually threw glass at one of the other contestants on the show, cut his arm. Then he flipped out and started throwing stuff in the pool. Then he was challenging people. He lucked out and he didn't get thrown out of the house because they're like, you have a problem. Stop drinking and we'll keep you on the show. So he decides to thank Dana White and his coaches and the producers for keeping him on the show by disagreeing with the end of a match and charging into the octagon to try to fight people. He's sitting outside with the rest of his team watching it. He goes, that's bullshit, hops over it and charges after a person to attack him. Kids punk. Has no place in it. I hope he's kicked out this week. We'll find out tomorrow night.
He's what you call the Miz and Morrison of the show.
No, he's not even entertaining or anything. He's a punk.
Is he good, though? Is he good?
He's good. That's the problem.
See?
The tryouts, he went up to Dana White. He's like, how do you want me to defeat this guy? Dana's like, I want you to defeat him with this move. He's like, all right. And he beat the guy with the move. Like, he was like Babe Ruth calling his shot there.
See? So then they won't get rid of him.
I know. And it sucks because he...
How does that work? I've never really watched Ultimate Fighter.
Really?
I know that, you know, they get voted off one at a time.
No. They get...
They get
beat off.
They get beat off one at a time. Is that how it works? They get put in a... You vote into the match?
No.
Jesus
Christ. Starts with 32
guys. Is there voting?
No.
What the fuck?
Last two seasons starts with 32 guys, okay? They show up, they're like, they know when they show up, there's only going to be 16 of you allowed on the show. You need to, we set it up randomly, like they set it up. The fighters have no control over it. Fans have no control over it, nothing. By the time you watch first episode, the last one's already taped.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is amazing that the results don't come out.
They're really good with it. You can find it if you search hard enough, but they're really good with keeping it.
Do
under
you
control.
Find it?
No, I don't want to be spoiled.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
you'll read pay-per-view results live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of times I haven't watched the pay-per-view by the time the next episode of either Raw or Impact is aired. So I want to know so that I'm not finding it during the episode. I want to know going into it what happened.
Okay.
But they start off with 32 fighters, 16 fights. You need to fight your way onto the house. In your match, you're on the show. You lose your match, go home. Okay, so that now we got our 16. We've had our 16 fights. We got our 16 guys. If someone's injured, we might switch someone out, you know. But you got your 16 guys. Now we take this down to 8 fights. The coaches decide those. They do a coin toss. Whichever coach wins the coin toss gets to decide the first match.
And then so on.
If your guy wins his match, you get picked for the next one. So if one team's really good, they'll pick all the matches. You know, if your team sucks, then you don't get to pick any matches. It just depends. You keep going back and forth, and then it's, you know, it's just tournament style. You guys are fighting. You lose.
Who are the coaches now?
Frank Mir and Nogueira. Tony Nogueira.
And they fight in December, right?
Yep. And next...
For the unification thing?
No.
It's not
they
anymore?
They're fighting for the... Okay.
They fight for the chance to fight
Randy
the winner.
Couture still has the real one.
Yeah, and what's his name? Is the intern.
Yeah, Nogueira has the interim
title. Yeah,
they're
fighting to see who gets
Frank
Mir
and Nogueira fighting for the interim one. Brock and...
I know, and then...
Yeah, so...
My God.
March, February, March, they're going to have the unified one.
Fucking A.
And next season's supposed to be like U.S. versus U.K. for the teams.
I'm just running out of ideas.
It could be cool.
Could be. Won't be.
Cool. But we'll be watching it in 2 weeks. We'll have a Geekend weekend. We're going to see some local 2CW wrestling on
Woo-hoo!
Friday night. On Saturday night, we have a UFC pay-per-view. On Sunday, Cyber Sunday.
And we also have a book sale in there somewhere.
Yeah, I do.
Did you go to the book sale that was here a couple weeks ago?
No, because I never heard anything about it, so I thought it was going to be junk.
Yeah.
I searched, trunk. I asked people. I'm like, screw it. because this one's my baby. This one, like, I come in with, like, I come into my house, I'm carrying, like, two, three boxes of books. Like, I will never read these, but I had to own them because they are now mine.
Are you proud of yourself right there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's kick it. I know you fans are just kind of rambling. Okay. We're going to wrap this up. Let's go to Plug Central. Kevin, Plug Central. Do it up. One time for me, big guy.
If you would like to contact us, you can write to us at hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
That's right. hellionsmagazine@gmail.com.
If you would like to become friends with us, you can join us on myspace.com/hellionsmagazine. We also have a Facebook site floating around out there.
We're also real people, so you can meet us and shake our hands, and we'll be friends.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You could do that.
And we're at your local wherever.
Yep, and we post little reviews, opinions, news, pictures of half-naked women on hellionsmagazine.wordpress.com. And most of those go into the Facebook and MySpace site as well.
That's right, folks. That's all I have. What did you think of this episode, Kevin? Was it good?
I thought it was good. Format will, of course, be tweaked, you know, as we improve and get on our game.
Absolutely. Hopefully we're a little more impressive than we've been. We just kind of talk about the... We just wanted to get rid of the mundane, talking about Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, this happened, and then this happened.
And then like this happened, and then guess what? This happened.
Yeah.
Just thought about talking about pretty much the hot topics for the week, and...
I think it went well. Stay tuned for episode 11, which will be even better. And then we'll just improve and improve.
The sky's the limit for this tag team until we're eventually split up into single stars.
Yes, and feud and fight, and then reunite for one night only.
One night
every
only.
Other month.
One night only.
Thank you for that.
Did you ever hear that song off Dream Girls?
No. I've never seen Dream Girls.
Oh, it's great. It stars Nathan Lane and Robin Williams. Okay, on that note, we'll see you later, guys. Have a excellent day, night, or whatever the fuck you listen to us. Peace.
Bye.